Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Well, Megan from Felician Village back with us, and good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, today we're going to talk about something that many of us go through in our lives or, well, for our parents. There's a few things you can do to get ready to plan ahead for that transition. And today we're going to talk about having the talk about one of those deals.
Yes. So that decision to move your loved one or yourself is a huge decision. The most important things I tell families is plan early. I just did two tours today, and that is exactly what I told each of them. You never want to be in a situation where you're having to make decisions under pressure or when you're dealing with an unexpected situation like a fall, a hospitalization, or a medical diagnosis. Ideally, the earlier you plan, the better. And planning ahead really allows you to take your time. You can come to terms with a move and then visit different communities to find the right fit for you.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a fun thing to do, but it sure makes it a lot easier when you plan ahead and you can kind of picture yourself in that. And there's some key factors that can help narrow down a decision. And you don't have to make a decision the day you visit, but you can get ready to make a decision.
Absolutely. You do not have to make a decision. And if someone forces you into signing on the dotted line, that might not be the right place for you. So first of all, it's just understanding those levels of care. At Felician Village, we offer independent living, which you can live there and you receive no medical care. We have an RCAC, which stands for Residential Care Apartment Complex, and that's our court. And you can receive up to 28 hours of care per week. We have a CBRF, which is a community-based residential facility, and that is known as the Villa here at Felician Village. We do have a secure memory unit at the Villa, and then a SNF, or skilled nursing facility, nursing home at St. Mary's. And you don't necessarily need to know exactly where you want or what you may need for care down the road, but it's important to think about all those levels of care and where you might go if you do indeed need that. So I encourage families to take tours of multiple communities, multiple locations. It really gives you a chance to see the facilities, meet the staff, and get a feel for the atmosphere. So does it feel like a place you or your loved one would thrive in and would be involved in? There is also a financial piece of making a move, so ask the facilities for pricing information and then get clarification on everything that's included. And make sure to ask about their availability, if there is a wait list, how to get on the wait list, and then, you know, approximately a time of how long you may be expecting to wait.
Gathering information, it's a big thing, it's a big decision, but having that information is the way to go. So how about some advice that you'd have for anyone that needs to be on the list for 2025.
Yeah, I often hear potential residents say they're fine with their current living situation. And what I've learned is fine or okay many times means that they've adapted to wherever they're currently living, but that quality of life is not very high. You know, I personally have never had the experience of having to leave a home that I've lived in for decades, that I've raised my family in, but I absolutely empathize that it's a difficult life experience for people going through that. And what I can tell you is when our residents do make that leap or that move to the gardens, which is our independent living, you know, they don't have to worry about home maintenance or having to get to the store in that cold weather or the snowstorm to make sure that they have milk and bread. And that's a weight lifted for so many people, the resident and their family and friends. Residents who need care and move to assisted living feel the same way. They can thrive in an environment with activities, all their meals, and the help when they need it. So I just ask that people that are listening to this, you know, be open to wherever life may take you and make the most out of each day and really focus on what your quality of life is, not necessarily where you're living.
Gather the information, be prepared if you have to make that decision. So if somebody would like to take a tour, get the information at Felician Village, how do they do that?
They can always call us at 684-7171 or visit our website, FeliciaNVillage.org. We have a lot of information about our organization on our website, but right at the top of our homepage is a Take a Tour button, and you can fill out that form, Phil, and we'll have the appropriate person reach out to you and set up a time to tour, ask questions. And if you'd like to see the entire campus internally, we'll all work together to make sure that you get a lot of steps in that day, but we'll show you everything that Felician Village has to offer.
Sounds great, Megan. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.